This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. 15 people killed in floods and landslides caused by incessant rainfall at different parts of country since Friday night. Prime Minister Dhal urges entire state bodies to focus on safety of citizens from monsoon-induced disasters. UML asks Prime Minister Dhal to pave way for new government formation. National Assembly unanimously endorses bill to amend some Nepal acts aiming to enable investment-friendly atmosphere, and turnout remains high as France votes in crucial second round of snap parliamentary election. Now the news in detail. A total of 15 people have lost their lives due to disasters triggered by incessant rainfall at different parts of the country since Friday night. Three others have gone missing in the landslides, flooding and inundations. According to the Central Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police, Dan Bahadur Karki, the number of injuries in such accidents is 18. Of the 15 casualties, one has been reported from Kathmandu, three from Sangja, two from Parbat, one from Udaipur, two from Kabreplanchok, one from Palpa, three from Tanahu, and one is from Dang and Dadelthura districts. The police said that due to the heavy rain, life has been affected across the country and the water level in the major rivers, including Kusi and Narayani, is high. Similarly, the vehicle movement along some highways and road sections have also been obstructed due to floods and landslides. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dhal Prachanda has directed the state entire bodies to solely focus on the protection of lives of people affected by monsoon floods, disasters and inundations. Taking updates about the losses caused by the monsoon from the Simhadarbar-based control office, today the Prime Minister instructed all the state mechanism to work for the rescue and relief of those citizens affected by the incidents of natural disasters. Similarly, the head of the government also expressed worries about the potentiality of significant loss from the monsoon-triggered hazards this time. He also called upon the political parties, civil societies and social organizations to join hands to mitigate the disaster risk and ensure the safety of all citizens. A report on suggestions for reforming the Criminal Justice Administration has been presented before Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dhal Prachanda. The Criminal Justice Administration Reform Study and Suggestion Task Force, headed by Attorney General Dr. Dinamani Pokhrel, submitted the report before the Prime Minister today. Receiving the document, the Prime Minister pledged to take the report submissions seriously. The CPN-UML Parliamentary Party meeting has decided to demand the immediate resignation of Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dhal Prachanda. Informing about the decision of the meeting today, UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola said that the Parliamentary Party meeting urged the Prime Minister Dhal to immediately resign and not to take any decisions having long-term effects. This news comes to from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओइ मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The bill to amend some Nepal acts related to investment facilitation 2081 Bikram Sambat has been tabled in the second meeting of the House of Representatives today. The bill originated in the House of Representatives and passed by the National Assembly was received in the lower house along with the message of the upper house. Secretary at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Suresh Adhikari, presented the bill along with the message. The bill was endorsed by the National Assembly today itself. Meanwhile, lawmakers of the House of Representatives have drawn the attention of the government for effective disaster response, as the entire country has been affected by floods and landslides for past few days. In today's meeting of the House, they demanded that the rescue and relief distribution to the citizens affected by disasters should be intensified. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Voters are turning out in high numbers across France to vote in the second round of snap election called by President Emmanuel Macron. The far-right national rally of Marine Le Pen and its allies are poised to become the dominant force in the National Assembly. According to the Reuters news agency, voter turnout in France's parliamentary runoff election on Sunday rose sharply from the last time in 2022 in a ballot that could see the far-right national rally emerge as the strongest force. And turnout at midday was sharply higher than during the 2022 elections, at nearly 27%, and very unusually also slightly up on the first round vote last Sunday, and authorities said that suggesting the final figure could be the highest for 50 years. At least 16 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a UN-run school in Gaza Strip. The BBC has quoted Palestinian officials as saying that dozens more people have been injured in the attack. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, the building was sheltering thousands of displaced people at Nusairat refugee camp in central Gaza. However, Israel has claimed that it had struck several Hamas terrorists operating in structures located in the south of in the areas of Rada or Jawarni school. Two Indian soldiers have been killed alongside six rebels in two separate gun battles in the Indian-administered Kashmir. The AFP news agency has cited Kashmir Police Inspector General as saying on Sunday that security forces carried out two different operations in villages in the Kulgam district in the disputed territory in which two soldiers were killed. The deadly incidents in the latest in an uptick of attacks in the Muslim-majority region where armed rebellion erupted in the late 1980s against Indian rule. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Madhya Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. And there are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Sudur Paschim Province and at one or two places of Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Fifteen people killed in floods and landslides caused by incessant rainfall at different parts of country since Friday night. Prime Minister Dhal urges entire state bodies to focus on safety of citizens from monsoon-induced disasters. UML asks Prime Minister Dhal to pave way for new government formation. National Assembly unanimously endorses bill to amend some Nepal acts, aiming to enable investment-friendly atmosphere. And turnout remains high as France votes in crucial second round of snap parliamentary election. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.